Okay, so I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully, everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillors' Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. Proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on any issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, type C for a comment, type P if you wish to propose, type S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging, and members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. We'll go on to item number one, which is apologies. Are we any? No? Okay, good to go. And then just under the Chair's remarks, I would like to extend my gratitude for being invited on Friday evening to the Sports Awards. Absolutely fantastic night, and well done to everybody for organising it, but more so to the nominees and the winners on the night. There's some really, really powerful stories, so there was to be listened to. And then just on St Patrick's Day yesterday, massive congratulations to everybody on the organising of that and for everybody taking part. I think it was one of the better ones we've had in a few years now. So, yeah. So we'll move on to number two. So with any declarations of interest? Okay. And then we have the action sheet arising from the meeting held on the 17th of February. We go through it as there's just pages 1 and 2. If there's any comments? No comments, so we'll have a proposer and seconder.
Happy to second.
Item number 4 is the notice of motion on the running track in East Down, and that's over to Connor.
Thank you, Chair. This report is to consider after the notice of motion raised by Councillor Devlin back in November 2024 with regards to the current lack of professional running track within the east of the district. The issues here is the Council's key sports facility review 2022 identified the need of a running track to be located within the Downpatrick area due to the demographic population. The report seeks Council approval for officers to continue to review as per the approach to. Then the sports review is looking at investing in a site with partnership with our statutory agencies. Thereafter, Council officer will take a full report back to committee recommendations.
Councillor Devlin.
Thank you, Chair. Just remind me, do I read out the actual, I know I read the motion into the record at the full council meeting, which was referred to this committee. Do I need to formally read the motion again, or can I just go ahead and speak to it?
No, just go ahead and speak, Laura.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Chair. Okay, so I suppose firstly I want to welcome the report that's in front of us this evening, and thanks to Connor and his team for pulling that forward. We know that back in 2022, quite recently, the Council carried out that review that Connor's mentioned there, and the need for the running track in East Down still featured, but the issue was and still remains today the availability of land, or should I maybe say lack of it. I know I'm a Moran's councillor, but I'm not at all one bit precious of where this track is located, just as long as we can secure one, and that is the same for any of the clubs that I've engaged with in this issue over the many years that that I've been a councillor. I know that in this room, we know the facts. We have so much sport and talent here in Uri Mourne and Down. We've had notable athletes who have featured on the world stage, representing not just our district, but our country. And this is often maybe in spite of our limited facilities. You know, imagine the talent that we could cultivate and develop if we were fortunate enough to create a professional running track right here in East Down. When we look around us and see some of the expensive gym memberships and facilities that are quite often unaffordable, we appreciate even more the ability to put on our running shoes at a time of our choosing and run for free. This is how it starts for so many, but it's how that talent is then nurtured and encouraged. And from my engagement with the running community, the next step for that is a professional running track. In recent years, the popularity of running has massively increased, especially among females, and it does remain the backbone of many sporting codes. So the council, let's do all we can to encourage people to run and encourage people to be as active and healthy as possible. I very much welcome the report and the work that has taken place behind the scenes since my notice of motion was tabled at the tail end of 2024. I know that there's positive conversations have taken place around possibly land availability, and I certainly wouldn't want to jeopardise any of those here this evening in this public domain. So I'm more than happy for those conversations to run their course, pardon the pun, in the hope of a really sort of positive outcome for us all. But I don't want to see the issue being placed on the back burner. I want us all collectively to keep pushing forward, as the creation of a running track here in East Down would be certainly amazing and richly deserved by all the clubs and the participants here in this area. So really, Chair, I have one question. In the report, in the recommendation section, it mentions that the fact that officers would provide a further update to committee. I wonder if I may ask Conor this evening, you know, for that maybe time bound in some way. I mean, what would he envisage would be a reasonable time for us to expect that next update on this potentially exciting project could come to committee? Have we any time scale in mind, Chair? Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Councillor, yes, we're ready, starting works and looking at various sites and throughout the district, particularly in the Down Pottery area. We're hoping to meet with one site, hopefully by the middle of April. Thereafter, it'll be a scoping exercise to see the reality and take it forward. So hopefully by May, we should have a report back to ourselves to see what proposals there is going forward and seeking committee approval on them to take them further.
Superb. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Conor, for that.
Any other questions, comments? Jackson, yeah.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, I just want to thank Councillor Devon for bringing forward this notice of motion. I think it is an excellent idea to have a running track in East Down. I know personally, even a local level here in Down Pottery, the fantastic work that the East Down Athletics Club do. And I know the kids at the minute are running around the Shield track outside the Down Centre, which probably hasn't been touched in the last 40 years. So definitely those sort of facilities would be really appreciated. And it's vitally important that type of facility for not only young people but anybody can avail of. So yeah, fully supportive of the motion, and hopefully we can get a good location. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Okay, anybody else?
Hi, Chair. Yes, look, just want to echo, I suppose, what Councillor Jackson has said. Thank Councillor Devon for bringing the motion, and I suppose too that we see that the councillors within the Down Pottery GAA will have a bit of an input and stuff on it as well, you know what I mean, to get there as things go forward. So no, look, delighted to see the motion, and hopefully it'll be moving as quick as Conor promises.
Okay, thank you. So we can have a proposer and seconder for that then. That was Laura. Yeah. It's a seconder. Seconder, yeah. Okay, so moving on to number 5 is the leisure centre arrangements. Again, that's Connor.
Okay, thank you, Chair. This report is seeking council approval to change and make adjustments to our public opening and closing times within their leisure centres, in line with the reopening of the Newry Leisure Centre and looking at cleaning regimes. So it's trying to bring it back in line collectively together.
Sir Howe?
Thanks for that, Conor. Just want to clarify, have you consulted just with the trade unions and stuff with regards to these changes? answer that. Understand the rationale behind it, but just wanted to get that clarification first.
Councillor, no, we haven't consulted the trade unions. The staff, it hasn't changed the staff in times. It's actually assisting the staff is at our half an hour closing, the system to clean up and for leaving the buildings to finish working fine. So we're meeting with the trade unions in the next 2 weeks anyway to discuss all matters and anyways.
Okay, I think it'd be important to stick with them too, but look, obviously we understand the rationale behind it, but I think important to stick with them as well, just for clarification, okay?
Councillor Finn?
Yeah, I have it's actually just, and firstly to say I'm delighted that Newry Swimming Pool is now open. It is absolutely beautiful and people are really pleased, so it's wonderful that it's back open. This is slightly not to do with the opening times, but to do with private swim lessons, and I guess I just wanted to ask, given the Kilkeel be closing in the next few months, if there is kind of, because swim instructors had moved from Newry to Kilkeel, if there's a time frame in mind for when the private instructors are going to be able to be moved back to Newry. But I understand if that doesn't speak to this, and I'm happy to pick it up in an email or after the meeting.
Through the chair, there's engagement ongoing with the swimming teacher, so we'll be bringing an update back to members as you know.
Mr.
Devlin? Yeah, thank you. Chair, it's just a question regarding the opening hours. I know that we said to Conor earlier, I understand that in previous years, between 4 and 4.30, there hasn't been huge numbers of people that would be affected. I suppose just the key thing would be, I understand the rationale, like other members have said this evening, the key thing then just will be in the lead up, that the comms around that, just to get that out to people that the centre is closing that wee bit earlier. But I'm sure that's something that Conor will be on top of anyhow, but just ready to point it out. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, got that, Laura. Thank you. So if we can get a proposer and seconder. Yeah. And Councillor Finn. And on to number six, which is the District Electoral Area Forums update. Lally.
Thanks, Chair. Members, the report is for noting and to agree the actions in the action sheets listed at 3.1. I don't propose to speak to this, but I'm happy to take any questions in relation to the report or the action sheets. Thanks.
Anybody any comments?
Good repose.
Thanks, well, thank you. And seconder, Mr. Jackson. Items 7 and 8 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3, part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland, 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council holding that information, and the public may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. I have a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please. Seconder. Well, Councillor Jackson. Okay, whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 7, which was the usage agreement for AHC facility. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Howell, to approve the sporting club's sole use of the council facility for the duration of the development works, subject to agreed terms and periodic review. And item 8 was the funded programme delivery. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Howell, seconded by Councillor Finn, to proceed with the delivery of the funded programme as detailed within the officer's report to July 2025, pending receipt of a letter of offer from the programme funder. It was also agreed on the proposal of Councillor Devlin, seconded by Councillor Finn. The Council should send a letter urging the Department to consider sending a letter of offer as soon as possible. That brings us to the end of the meeting. Thank you very much.